is not stressed out because they have to cover extra shifts. There's overtime. At one point when I owned Vino Vice Security, we were doing a lot of the shifts for events that the police department could not carry because they were so shorthanded. So D20 has made all the difference for this city and put us in the middle of the pack again for payroll and everything else. So the benefit, of course, is we have stabilized our turnover from our city. That was at the last city council meeting, I believe. We only had two openings left. So we don't have the turnover. We're no longer a training ground. So let's remember we are fiscally responsible at all ends of our city, and I'm sure we'll keep it that way. Thank you.
Thank you. Seeing no one else approach, I'll bring it back to council for a motion.
Move approval of the consent calendar.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Funk, a second by Mayor Pro Tem Daras. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Funk?
Yes.
Councilmember Newsom?
Yes.
Councilmember Peak?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Daras?
Yes.
Mayor Bobo?
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously.
Okay, thank you. We will move on to the next item, which is updates from the city manager, Mr. Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. The couple things, coffee with a planner. We're doing this again. These are just amazing, hugely popular. So at Amsterdam Coffee on April 16th from 9 to 10, we will have your favorite planners there to talk about future zoning, the general plan, the zoning code, and future uses in different zoning districts. So 9 to 10, April 16th. Upcoming events, we have several. We have the 2026 Party for the Planet. This is the 15th annual Party for the Planet. This is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the zoo. It's a fun day for children of all ages with interactive adventures, hands-on activities, exhibits, and educational demonstrations. So Party for the Planet at the zoo, April 18th from 10 to 1. The citywide yard sales coming up. This is our 8th annual. This will be April 18th and 19th from 10 to 3. So you want to register so we can advertise your location as a participant in the yard sale, and you can treasure hunt your way through the city all weekend long. Our next slide, this is a really popular program for people. This is the waste drop-off, shredding, and compost giveaway. So this is next week. Cleanup starts April 18 to 25. It's a free waste drop-off, paper shred, and one free yard of compost. So this is at 3360 La Cruz Way off of Ramada Drive near Tin City. You are required to bring your picture ID and a copy of your waste management bill. So this is next week. Great opportunity to get rid of some things and shred some paper. Next, we have our 8th annual Cider Festival, the Central Coast Cider Festival in the Sunken Gardens. This is Saturday the 25th. So this is just over a week away. Cider tasting, live music, and more. Great food, merchants, and local breweries. So this is always a good time. This is one of our highlight festivals of the year, so don't miss the Cider Festival, April 25th. As far as some recreation and cool dates we want you to save, youth volleyball registration is now open. Space is limited. This is a popular program, youth volleyball, and it closes June 1st. So we do need volunteer coaches and sponsors. If you're interested, please reach out to us. I'm really thrilled to say the Monarch and Pollinator Native Habitat. We have our ribbon cutting scheduled. This is just a tremendous opportunity for the zoo to showcase its conservation efforts and for us to contribute to the monarch butterfly population and to demonstrate how you too can have a butterfly friendly garden and a native garden in your home. So we're really pleased with this. The plants are settling in. This is located at the 101 freeway off ramp and Highway 41 next to the Chevron station. This will be April 28th before the council meeting from 4 to 5. So we look forward to seeing everybody out there as we celebrate a great reuse of this parcel and a real welcome entry to our city. Also on May 15th, we'll be having a grand opening of our new lemur habitat. And I see a red lemur that's very happy. We have a couple new red-tailed lemurs, and he's smiling in that picture for you. And then the Central Coast Zoo is really thrilled about it. So our new lemur habitat inspired by the biodiversity of Madagascar. So doors open at 10 on May 15th. We want you to support our APD blood drive. I signed up today. I hope many of you can. We want to show that we are the most generous community when it comes to donating blood through the Battle of the Badges blood drive. This is April 30th from 11 till 4:30 at the Colony Park Community Center. So this is a great opportunity to see who can get the most blood donated through the department, and I hope it's us. So please do sign up on April 30th, 11 to 4:30. The Tamale Festival is out there. It's coming at us, 10th annual. Countdown is on, less than a month away. This is May 1st, Friday night at 5 p.m. with Fiesta Friday downtown. The main event takes place Saturday, May 2nd from 11 until 7. And we'll have over 100 vendors on display. Lots of food, beverages, contests, and more. I appreciate you council members for judging the tamales and the dog dog costume contest. So I really appreciate that. And then for any event information or city-sponsored events and things to do, go to visit atascadero.com. And for all other city-related business, go to atascadero.org. And I do just want to comment on the agenda this evening. It is very light. We've had some very heavy agendas. We're going to be pacing out the general plan items to the second meeting of each month. So you'll have a good discussion, a detailed discussion on uses in the zoning code at the end of this month. Next month, we'll have a discussion. The draft EIR will be circulating, so we'll be going through the EIR with you and talking about that. The first meeting in June will bring the fiscal analysis to you. So before you adopt the general plan, you can understand the fiscal impact of that. And then we'll have the EIR a consideration at the end of June and then some other work in the summer. So we're on track to have the general plan and zoning code all buttoned up by September, we're working on. And so that's why tonight's a little light, but we will have normal business the first meeting of the month through May and June and focus on the general plan on the second meeting. So thank you, members of council.
Thank you, Mr. Lewis. Does any member of the council have any questions of the city manager? Okay, seeing none, we will move on to the next item on the agenda, which is community forum. Community forum is reserved for persons wanting to address the city council on any matter not on the agenda, but over which the council has purview. The Brown Act prohibits the council from going into a discussion of items not on the agenda. Therefore, we will not be able to address in detail any things brought up by members of the public. However, we may be able to ask staff to answer a quick question or ask staff to get together with a speaker. So each speaker has 3 minutes, and we ask you to state your name for the record. First speaker, please.
Jeff Oslin. I'm speaking on behalf of my wife, Kate Oslin, that organizes the citywide garage sale. The maps will be out probably tomorrow, and the maps come out for Atascadero News. They're published in the paper. I believe you can get them online from the Atascadero News as well, so you can map out your hunting. And a good word to Waste Management and Jessica, because she's the one that aligned to get rid of your stuff after the citywide garage sale instead of before. So now we're hoping that what you don't sell, maybe you can donate. And then after that, what's left over, you can take and get rid of. So that's years in the works to get that organized, and we're thrilled that it's on the same page now. On another note, there are petitions circulating around for folks to sign, especially residents and registered voters in this county. The folks that are doing it are paid petition people. That's okay, they get paid per signature. But I want you to be aware of one of the ones that, if you don't know what you're doing, you may sign incorrectly. And that happens to be the half-cent sales tax for SLOCOG. I just want to make it aware that what they're trying to do is get it on the ballot as well, that it's a 50% plus one instead of three fourths. And you need to know what you're doing, because I'm sorry, I'm not voting for a $30 million pathway from Home Depot to Templeton and two bridges. It's not going to happen. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Oslin. And please pass along our thanks to Kate Oslin for organizing the citywide garage sale. It's a great event, and it is a good thing that they're coordinated with the with the Waste Management drop-off this time of year. That is a good thing. So, okay. All right, see no one else approach for community forum. We're going to close community forum and come back to council. And we have no other items this evening. We're going to proceed to council announcements and committee reports. And I would actually like to start off with an announcement. I'm sure some of you are already aware of this, but perhaps not in the community at large that's listening this evening, that Mr. Lon Allen passed away over the weekend. And Lon Allen was, for people in the round here who are in their 70s, he was a high school teacher. But for most of the rest of us, he spent many, many years as the editor of the Atascadero News, and so was critical to that community institution. And then he's known perhaps most for being our community historian. And Lon wrote several books about the history of Atascadero and assisted others with writing other books about the history of Atascadero. So it's a loss to our community for Lon to have passed away. And people may have seen Lon driving around in his gray restored Navy Jeep, because Lon in his younger days had been a naval officer, and he would give people tours in that open air Jeep. So anyway, wanted to pass that particular piece of information along for those who weren't aware. I don't have much to report. Integrated Waste Management Authority did not meet in April, although I am participating in a strategic planning session for that. And 3CE's Central Coast Community Energy is having a meeting, special meeting regarding the residential battery rebate program because it's oversubscribed. So any case, that's all I have. I'll start on my left with Councilmember Peak.
There have been no committees on my end since our last meeting. Thank you.
Before I make my announcements, I just want to piggyback on what the mayor said about Lon Allen. He's also a longtime Kiwanian, and I would like to say among the many things that he's been involved with in our community, he was instrumental in coordinating the effort to have the our bandstand or music in the park rebuilt. So our Kiwanis Club had to raise funds for 3 years, and thanks to his efforts to bring back our winemaker's dinner, that's how we were able to do that. And that's basically what's kicked off the momentum that we have now with that annual event. So he was big into that, and he's going to be sorely missed in our club and throughout the community. So thanks for bringing that up, Mayor. As far as I go, CAPSLO is meeting this Thursday, and after that, I think I'm APCD's meeting May 20th, so that's a bit off. So, but that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Funk?
Since the last time we met, the Atascadero Basin Groundwater Sustainability Agency met and approved the annual water report. We are going to be meeting a little bit more regularly. That's been a pretty quiet committee, but we'll be meeting more regularly through the current year, because we have an every 5-year reporting cycle to the state that is coming up, and so we need to be looking at analysis and things. It's all still very routine. The basin is in good shape and continues to be in good shape. So we'll just have to do the paperwork. And then the next week, Mayor Pro Tem Darras and I will be in Sacramento rubbing the city at the League of California Cities City Leaders Summit, to opportunity to talk with our legislators and advocate on behalf of the city.
Thank you. Councilmember Newsom?
I have nothing to report. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Well, folks, I don't know if this is a record, but it's 6:17 and we're ready to adjourn the meeting. So very good. Yeah.
At this time, AM 1230 KPRL concludes this portion of the Atascadero City Council meeting, brought to you by Idler's Home. More of what you want for your home. Go to idlershome.com. We invite you to join us the second and fourth Tuesday of each month for the Atascadero City Council meeting. We now join our regularly scheduled programming. Thanks for listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230 KPRL, Paso Robles, Atascadero, and Templeton.
Are you curious what your valuables are worth? Plan to go to Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry May 19th through the 21st for the estate buying event. Speak with the specialists who will give your items a free, no-obligation offer. They will be buying gold and silver jewelry, diamonds, coins and currency, artwork, antiques, military memorabilia, and more. Get paid for your unused valuables. For more info, call Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry at 805-238-2231 or visit bellajewel.com.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
The Estrella Warbirds Museum and Woodland Auto Display is open with new cars to see and so much wonderful history and fun. Aviation artifacts and memorabilia and the flight simulator is so realistic and entertaining for all. The Estrella Warbirds and Woodland Auto Display on Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles off of Airport Road. Open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 4.
You're listening to the North County's choice for news, talk, sports, and Jukebox Saturday Night. The right choice, KPRL.
Lars Larson wants to hear from you, even if you disagree. Naysayers get to cut the line at 866-HEY-LARS. Now, here's Lars Larson.
Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. Think about this for just a moment. Republicans pass what has been called the biggest tax cut in a generation, and then they still have the prospect of losing elections. Is the problem the policy or the politicians trying to sell that to the American voter? Richard Stern joins me now, currently serving as vice president of the Plymouth Institute for Free Enterprise at Advancing American Freedom. Richard, welcome back to the program. What's going on? What is going wrong here?
Hey, well, thank you so much again for having me back on your show. Always a pleasure to be here. You know, I think you hit up the nail on the head. A lot of people just don't feel confident selling the bill because, honestly, they don't know all of the amazing good provisions that are in the bill, and there are so many of them. But, you know, unless you take the time to drill into it, you could miss a lot of the goods and things in the bill.
Well, let's start with something very easy. Tomorrow is April 15th. It's tax day. And by all the estimates, the amount of time that Americans spend filing their taxes has gone down. The estimate is 1 billion hours from just 2 years ago because the tax code is simpler. It isn't as simple as it ought to be. It's still 7 billion hours of work, but it's down from about 8 billion hours of work. That alone, and Americans are paying less in taxes. You would think that anybody could sell that, Richard, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, that's something that I tell people and you do. And a lot of people don't really realize this, you know, and it's been a few years, but the original tax cut done under Trump is what made that so much easier, so that, you know, for 90% of people, you would take the standard deduction and not have to have shoeboxes of receipts and deal with all these itemized deductions. But, you know, a lot of people don't realize that that was going to expire this year. You would have had to have gone right back to doing that. Now, how did we avoid that giant cliff? By passing the One Big Beautiful Bill last year and signing it into law. But, you know, the way that I liken it is, it's like we were on a train, we were heading for a broken track of trillions of dollars of tax hikes, and as you brought up, billions more hours of tax compliance. We threw the lever at the last minute, we got onto a clean track that wasn't broken, but the passengers inside just think they've been on a smooth train ride. They don't see what we could have had.
See, and that's the thing, because if you're going to sell a product, and let's face it, selling, whether it's candidates or a party, you would think you'd be able to persuade people. And the ammunition that the other side has offered us, Richard, seems really abundant. The Democrats were against the tax cuts. They wanted them to go away and expire. They wanted it to be harder to file your taxes. They wanted to defend the people who've come into our country from organizations like Tren de Aragua, the criminal gang from South America. They wanted to defend human trafficking. They wanted to defend drug trafficking. They wanted the Iranian mad mullahs to keep their nuclear ambitions. I mean, have the Democrats got a single thing right in the last couple of years?
Yeah, you know what? I think that's a fantastic point. And what I would say is they've gotten exactly one thing right, and that's what you talked about. They are better at selling fake empathy than they are at anything else. So I think you're right. They've got nothing right on policy. They don't have anything right in terms of what they offer. You know, you can look at the gerrymandering that the Democrat Party is offering in Virginia right now as an example of that. But they can sell empathy, though, and that's why we're talking here today.
Well, the other thing, Richard, I'd suggest is that there were Democrats like Barack Hussein Obama, you know, the great constitutional scholar, who wanted gas prices to be high. I wish some reporters would start asking some of the Democrats, aren't you glad the gas prices are high? Isn't this what you all wanted for all these years, to get gas prices to the point where people couldn't afford to buy gasoline? Because that's what they've always said.
Exactly. When you suffer because leftist moral goals are being satisfied, it's noble. But when you're suffering, when a conservative is in office, all of a sudden they've got a problem with it. And that's an important thing to remember here, which is they don't care about your prosperity. They care about their objectives, their agenda, and frankly, lining the pockets of their donors and their benefactors, whether they make and sell solar panels or anything else that they're trying to shove down your throat.
Okay, so what's going to be the secret as to whether or not Republicans at least maintain their majority in the House and Senate this fall or lose it in the fall midterms? What's going to make the difference?
Well, look, I think it's important for conservatives to talk about what we're here for, that, you know, conservatives believe in your individual freedoms, in your prosperity, that we know that you know how to run your life better than some bureaucrat in D.C., that we want you to have a better paying job, to keep your money, that we want the businesses that invest building jobs here in America and hiring people, we want them to keep that money so they can build new businesses and hire more Americans. That's what we believe in as conservatives, and that's how Americans should understand us. That's what we should talk about.
Okay, sounds good to me. Richard Stern is vice president of the Plymouth Institute for Free Enterprise at Advancing American Freedom. Thank you so much for the time. Let's go to Steve. Hey, Steve, thanks for listening on KKFT. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, everybody's down on Trump for getting rid of the nukes. People don't understand a nuke isn't a pinpoint weapon. You know, poison lands around it and circle the earth. Look at Chernobyl. These people just don't get it.
Well, they don't get it that it's a weapon of mass destruction, that if the Iranians get it, it's a game changer for the whole confrontation that we might have with the Iranians. If they had the nuclear weapon right now and could tell the rest of the world, don't touch us. If you touch us, we'll use this awful weapon. That's a terrible deterrent to the rest of the world, isn't it?
Well, nobody talks about the poisoning of the earth. I'm not a Democrat do-gooder, okay?
Yep.
But we got to think about the countries around Israel. Look at Chernobyl, thousands and thousands of miles, and the radiation circled the earth.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd compare just Chernobyl, because Chernobyl was not a weapon itself. It was a power plant. It was run badly. It was designed badly. The old Soviet Union was no good at actually designing those things or running them. And comparing that to an actual weapon where Iran might use that weapon deliberately, you know, but in the case of Chernobyl, you might say, well, they managed to stop most of it. Some of it did, and it could have been a whole lot worse if it had been able to get to groundwater, because they stopped some of the meltdown and encompassed the entire thing in a big sarcophagus that at least contained some of the radiation. Steve, thanks so much for the call. By the way, all those spam texts and the scam emails that flood your phone every day, they're not random. The scammers buy your personal info, and the data brokers, they're the ones who are selling it. Data brokers collect your name, your address, your phone number, even the meds you take, and your income too. And then they package up the information and they sell it to anybody willing to pay, including the criminals. Well, I've used Incogni to take back my privacy and my safety. I did it for me. I did it for my family. Incogni contacts those hundreds and hundreds of data brokers on your behalf, and they legally demand that the data brokers remove your data. I've already had my information scrubbed from just short of 900 different data brokers, and they're still working on the list. Incogni makes sure your data is gone for good. And the result, at the end of the day, less spam, fewer scam calls, and a lot less of